Happy Monday and welcome back to your weekly HRG wake-up call, everyone. Super excited to bring you your wake-up call. It's going to be short today, as I mentioned in the video to you all, because we are cognizant of your time today, knowing that you're wrapping things up, you're getting ready to go out of town to get your HRG fix at HRG Advanced. At the same time, I know you guys have a lot of things to do to catch up on your contacts and you're wrapping up transactions, which is fantastic. However, we still wanted to make sure that we had our weekly wake-up call, bring you some good information, and so that's what I'm going to do right now. We're going to keep it short and sweet, and don't forget, you guys, to be sharing what's going on in your world. I just sent an email out to all of you guys. Would love for you to chime in and let us know what is happening with you, what is working well, what's going on in terms of your 30 contacts and the 30 days challenge, what good things are happening, what successes are you having. Remember, it is an opportunity for all of us to bring each other motivation and ideas, inspiration as a team, you know, across the country. So please don't forget the value that can bring to you. When you share, somebody else is going to share, and you're going to get something out of it as well. So thank you in advance for doing that. Make sure to be active in our private Facebook group as well. There's so much great information that's shared there, and recognition and ideas, and it's a great forum for you guys to use if you do have questions, if you want suggestions, if you're having a hard time overcoming something. Go ahead and post. Let's pick each other's brains and let's benefit from the relationships that we have with talent across the country inside this Team Without Borders. Okay, so let's move into your weekly wake-up call. We're going to keep it short and sweet, and here we go. So first and foremost, for those of you that are attending Advance, it is just around the corner. Most of you are going to be heading on an airplane in 2 days on Wednesday at some point to head to Vermont, and we'll be meeting with us starting on Thursday. So we're excited to see you. We have everything ready for you. A couple important announcements and things to remember. Number one, you do have an opportunity to get a new headshot if you need one. We are going to have a complimentary professional photographer. His name is Benjamin Bloom. He is coming to take professional headshots for all Advanced attendees. Becca did send some examples of his photos. He's a great photographer that's local to Burlington, Vermont, and we're very, very excited to offer that opportunity to you. So make sure that you are dressed accordingly for that particular photo. Even if you aren't going to have your headshot redone, we are going to be doing a group photo, so please come dressed in preparation for that, as well as we're going to be pulling many of you out of the session off and on throughout those 2 days to come and do a video testimonial for us, to come and talk about your experience with HRG. So we want you guys to be mentally ready for that, but also to just make sure that you're dressed appropriately for that as well. So I've got some great questions. Erin and I have come up with some great questions to ask you. If there's something that you would just like to share about your experience with HRG, come find me at the Advance and let me know, and we'll make sure that we get you to the videographer, and we are going to be doing a recruiting as well as just kind of overall informational video that all of you will be able to use, that all of you will be in. And so we're very excited for that, and we thank you in advance for your participation in that. Also, don't forget that we are doing a boat cruise Thursday evening. It will include dinner, and we are doing an award ceremony that evening. So you're all going to want to be there, and also make sure that you dress appropriately because it could be a little chilly. So just bring a jacket or something warm to wear for that evening. So also, for those of you that are not going to make it to Advance this year, we are going to deeply miss you, and we hope that you will plan for it for next year. But you can still stay connected to us throughout Thursday and Friday. And many of us are going to be doing Facebook Lives during different sessions. We'll be posting those inside the private Facebook group, as well as, of course, just updates at the end of the day for you guys and some things that we're talking about and learning and some photos. And we will be posting a lot, not only in that private Facebook group for you guys to follow, but also sending it out to all of HRG on email. So just watch your email, maybe log into the private Facebook group a little bit more often than you normally do on Thursday and Friday, so that you can stay connected and feel part of it as well. And again, we hope that you'll save the date and be ready for next year's event, because we would like every single one of you to be able to make it. But in the meantime, we do want you to stay connected to us while you're back at your home state if you are not able to be with us in Vermont. So thanks so much to all of you who are coming. To those of you that can't come, please stay connected with us. And we just want to make sure you had some great information moving into this week from that. If you need anything further in regards to advance, have questions, concerns, don't hesitate to reach out to myself, Aaron, Becca, any of us can help you, okay? All right, so let's move into what we've got going on as far as the listing and pending scorecards. So you guys are all working very hard to get your 30 contacts every single day for 30 days. I hope that you are taking it seriously and you're pushing yourselves to places that you haven't necessarily always pushed yourself. 30 contacts is not necessarily easy, right? It's like you're going through bold, essentially. The reality is, though, we've broken it down for you to go out there and make 10 contacts via phone, make 10 contacts via text, and make 10 contacts via Facebook message and see who comes, forth with some communication with you. It is likely, particularly in text and in Facebook message, that you're going to have people communicating with you. Those contacts should not be so hard to get. Don't overthink it. Think of something of value to bring to them. Think of a question that you can ask them to get them to respond that will then bring you into further conversation. Get in there and clean up all of your boomtown. Go contact some of those old leads that maybe you haven't for a while. Reach out to your sphere of influence. Is there something that you can help them with? Come from a place of contribution. Talk about our $50,000 goal for hurricane victims and maybe they can participate. Do you have pre-lists and buyer needs in your team? Go gather all that information. Pick up the phone and call people and tell them about it. Send private messages about it. Send a video on Facebook. I'm going to be sending one out today as an example, so watch that. Do any of those things to get people to engage with you. The valuable things, the things that people get excited about. Go out there, you guys, and do your 30 contacts. You can do it. And when you do this on a consistent basis and you track your numbers, you are going to thank us later because you're going to see the benefit that your business is going to have from it. The consistency of doing those activities and tracking those activities, meaning it holds you higher accountability to actually doing them. Those are the habits that you can create that are going to be lasting in your career and that are going to bring you massive momentum. It's consistency, you guys. It's time on task over time. It's not just doing something once or a couple of times or for a few days. You will get no results from that. You have to be consistent. So your CEOs are going to be driving super hard on you because we're driving hard on them to make sure that you are putting those contacts in CTE. You're doing the work. Even if you don't get 30 contacts, still put your numbers in, you guys. You're probably doing more contacts than you've done before. And again, it's all about doing it every day and the consistency of it and continuing to be better at it and to give it your best. So we are looking for all of you, and we're watching to see who is tracking their numbers and who isn't. And it's critical, you guys, to play full out. Don't cheat yourself on this. It isn't difficult. Put a reminder at the end of the day or at the end of your lead gen time so that an alarm goes off on your phone, and spend 5 minutes putting it in. I promise you that you will be happy that you did. So where are you guys at? Well, right now, as you guys are working hard to get your contacts in, we do have the top three teams that I wanted to announce so far. We're only on day 9 of the month. You guys have a lot of the month left, although it goes by quickly. The reality is it's a pretty long month, so you guys have plenty of time to make things happen. Right now, we have 13 listings so far, which is, you know, pretty darn good considering it's the 9th. But we can do more. I know we can, and I know you guys, many of you have more coming. Right now, Wisconsin is leading listings with 5. Second place is Miami with 3, and third place is Connecticut with 2. I believe we just got 2 more in for Connecticut this morning as well. Congratulations to you guys on leading the charge in listings. Go out there and continue to focus on that as you're making your 30 contacts per day. And as for pendings, we have North Carolina in first place with 5. We have Arkansas in second place with 4. And we have Maple Grove in third place with 3. So congratulations to you 3 for leading the charge. And right now we have 19 to date in terms of pendings in the first 9 days. And again, sounds like many of you are working on sending quite a few more in today and tomorrow. What I want to encourage you guys is this. Those of you that are actually leaving out of town to come to Vermont, use it to get your business wrapped up. If you're working with active buyers, if you're working with somebody that has been on the fence about what day they're actually going to list and they've been talking to you, if you've got people that are on the fence, you can actually use the fact that you're going to be out of town for a few days to motivate them to make something happen before you leave. The reality is it's Murphy's Law. When you go on vacation or you have to go out of town, a bunch of things are going to happen. Hopefully a bunch of things are happening for all of you right now because the universe knows that you're going out of town. Therefore, you're going to attract a bunch of business. And that's a great problem to have. you guys all have team members that probably aren't able to make it to Advance, and I'm sure that they'll help and you guys can, you know, work as a team to make it happen. But at the end of the day, here's the deal. If you've got people on the fence that you've been showing houses to, let them know that, don't pressure them, just, you know, let them know that you're going to be out of the office for a few days starting on Wednesday. I promise you, they are going to get a little bit more serious about their search, and it may actually help them to get off the fence. It was a great strategy that I used throughout my career, and psychologically people will want to make things happen. Even if you are able to help them from afar and, you know, there's people that are going to be staying back that can help them, they still will have the psychological push that will make them want to wrap things up before you go. Get some of these pendings wrapped up. Get some of these listings listed before you leave, you guys. Utilize the fact that you only have these 2 or 2.5 days in the office this week to be as efficient and effective with your time as possible and to get some of these people off the fence. I promise you, if you start having these conversations with your clients, with your leads, with your prospects, you will start seeing some things come to fruition. It never, ever fails. So don't miss that opportunity. So I wanted to welcome the newest members of the HRG team to all of you for the week. So we had 5 new agents join our organization last week. So I wanted to say welcome to all of you. We're honored to be in business with you. We're so excited that you have chosen to partner with HRG. We are excited for you to come in and take advantage of everything and have massive levels of success. And we're excited to see that happen and to participate in that and help you in any way that we can. So welcome to Carly in Hudson, Wisconsin, Damien in Huntington Beach, California, Devin in Massachusetts, Central Mass, Fontini, Casper in North Carolina, and Adriano in Vermont. Welcome to all of you. Also, we have 2 new people that are going to be providing administrative support. We have a new marketing VA for all of you, and that is May. So welcome, May. We're excited to have you. And so all of you will be continuing to have high levels of service from marketing as we've promised you. We're constantly making sure that you guys get what you need, and we are continuing to bring talented people into our world to make sure that that happens. But also, Jackie Stafford has joined the Vermont team as an administrative professional. So welcome, Jackie, to you. We're excited to have you on the team as well. Welcome to everybody who partnered with HRG last week. I look forward to talking to and meeting many of you. And again, looking forward to participating in your successes in this career of real estate. I also want to say congratulations to all of you who are having a closing this week. And so again, as we say every single week, I say the same thing, and I don't want you guys to forget it. Every single time you go to a closing, you are transforming a life through home ownership. You're also transforming your life through home ownership, right? And you are continuing to reach your goals for yourself, your family members, and those that you care about. At the same time, you are successfully helping that person that you committed to achieve their real estate goals. And again, that is one of the most transformational events that they will go through in their life. So congratulations to you for being part of that, for guiding them successfully through that process, and also to you for continuing to move forward towards your personal and professional goals. So congratulations to the following people that are going to a closing this week: Juliet in Miami, Winona in Minnesota, Gus in Miami, V and David Hill in Massachusetts, Lisa in Miami, John in Minnesota, Dan in Vermont. You're going to 2 closings. Congratulations to you. John Garrett in California, Josh in Minnesota, Amanda in Vermont, and Reed in Wisconsin. Congratulations to all of you and your clients. And we just wish you continued success and many, many more closings this year. All right, you guys. So the last thing that I just wanted to talk about was I wanted to mention a few successes that people had sent in. I know that our newest location, Omaha, Nebraska, brought in a couple of their first pending transactions last week and today. So congratulations to you, Tyson, for that. We're excited to have you off to a great start in your partnership with HRG, and I'm sure that is just the beginning of all the successes that you're going to have. There was also just a couple of other ones I wanted to mention that had been brought to my attention by the CEOs. And one of them is we've got Winona in Minnesota, who all weekend was working with 4 buyers, which is awesome to have 4 active buyers who are ready to buy. I think, Winona, this is the perfect opportunity for you to let them know you're coming to Vermont and get them all closed up before Wednesday. Sounds like she's also at the same time negotiating an offer on one of her listings. So that is fantastic to have 5 things going on over the weekend, Winona. Excited to hear about you getting those things to contracts and moving forward to closing. Also, Christy in Minnesota, in Maple Grove, is putting her first transaction together with HRG, so congratulations. And Kevin in Minnesota is going live with his very first listing this week, so congratulations to you, Kevin, for that as well. Also, just wanted to say congratulations. It sounds like both Amy Cromer and Amy Jarob down in North Carolina are doing some amazing things. They've got the mass majority of last month's pendings together for their entire team. They are building up massive amounts of pipeline leads from Boomtown and just really have created some massive momentum. And I heard about those successes from their CEO last week, and I just thought that was amazing to hear. And it's just a testament to your persistence, because you guys have been working in the Boomtown for a while now, and all of a sudden now you're just seeing so much come to fruition. It's because you haven't let up your foot off the gas pedal. You have not become frustrated with things not happening immediately in the system. You've stayed true to working in that CRM on a regular basis. You're following up these people multiple times, and therefore, again, it's time on task over time, and the proof is absolutely is there for you guys, which is exciting for not only you, but for everybody listening to this call, to know that it can be all of you if you continue to push forward in that. The last thing I want to do is just give you guys a couple extra tips. Maybe it will help you to think outside of the box and get your 30 contacts in your, you know, every single day for 30 days if you're struggling on what to do, or just to give you guys some ideas. Are you guys going on Zillow? Are you going to Zillow Make Me Move? Are you looking to see if any of those listed properties fit the criteria of any of your buyer needs so that you could pick up the phone and call them, let them know that you have a potential buyer that you'd like to show the property to? Are you going on Craigslist and looking for people who have properties for rent that maybe they don't really know what is going on in the market, and they may want to sell the property versus rent it? Are you, you know, thinking outside of the box and going to garage sales? The fall, you guys, is a really big time in a lot of areas before it gets cold for people to do garage sales. I know of people that I have coached and that I worked with over the years that had massive success listing properties and getting seller leads by going to garage sales. A certain percentage of people doing garage sales, you guys, are doing it because they intend to move. So are you going out there and talking to those people? If it's beautiful and nice out and there's garage sales, go out there and just make conversations. Leave your business card. See if there's anything that you can do to help. The other thing, you guys, is that you should be door knocking before the weather gets too cold. In many of your locations, the weather is going to change, and it's going to become more of a likely excuse that you can't go out there, especially in Minnesota if it's below zero, right? Because it could actually be dangerous. Right now, it's beautiful. Get out there and door knock. I know many of you have buyer needs. What are you doing to get the news out there that you have those buyer needs and you need listings? Go door knock areas that you know turn over quickly that may be, fit a buyer need. Go knock on those doors. We had people do that last week that came up with opportunities to do CMAs just by knocking on a few doors and having conversations. So I think that it's really important for you guys to just think outside of the box, do something different. If you haven't called expireds, try it. You guys, go into the private Facebook group, watch the all agent Zoom meeting recording that I did, and listen to the script that the role play in the script that Ariel used when she role played with me. Get out there and try it. Don't be afraid. These people don't know who you are. Use the script and talk to them. I promise you, if you do this, it's a numbers game, you will get some appointments from the expireds. Don't be afraid. The script was super simple, and Ariel did a great job of expressing it on that call, so you can go ahead and listen to what she does and the questions she asks and the things that she says, and the why behind it was explained, and it's just a great opportunity. So I just want you guys to know that scripts do work, right? Words do matter. And the reality is that you can get used to using the scripts, you can get used to using the right words, and they will obviously continue to make you more successful in your conversion from making calls into appointments. And so I think it's just important for you guys to know that that you can do it. And if you haven't gone out there and called for sale by owners like Zillow Make Me Moves, or, you know, for sale by owners on Craigslist, or if you haven't called expireds, you guys, let us know if you need specific scripts. We can work with you. We can help you on it. Just get out there and try it and see what happens. Step outside of your comfort zone. This will help you to change things up a little bit. We'll help you to get the results that you need. It will help you to get your 30 contacts every single day this month, okay? So just a couple last-minute notes for you guys. Number one, Gary Keller says this all the time, and I wanted to throw it out there to you. You are only 5 years to being anywhere you want to be. Your someday goal is only 5 years away. But it could be a lot longer than that away if you don't start changing your daily habits today. Adam mentioned this morning in his power-up, he also sent it in an email. You guys, it is about the singular focus, but it's about the daily habits. If you guys are not in the daily habits of lead generating, if you're not in the daily habits of making 30 contacts, if you're not in the daily habits of tracking them on CTE, there's no way you're going to get to your someday goal, much less your one-year goal, right? Once you start making the choice to commit to time on task over time and the consistency and the boredom of that singular focus of lead generation and tracking your contacts. It's only you guys for a few hours a day. That's all it is. And then you can go be free and do whatever it is the rest of the day that you want. You will then be able to say to yourself and know within you that you are only 5 years away from being anywhere you want to be. So whatever that goal is for you, it is possible for you to attain it in 5 years and potentially less time than that as well, but no longer than 5 years if you commit today to do what you need to do, right? I also want you to know a couple of things here that I had read, which is rules as far as scripts go, right? And having conversations. When you are having a conversation with somebody over the phone or in person, it's important to always show some agreement with them because their perspective is their perspective, right? Always smile no matter what, whether you agree or not. Always nod your head because it shows your engagement in the conversation and they feel heard. Never argue, even if you don't quite believe what they're saying or understand or agree with what they're saying. And remove the words but and however and replace with and. If you've gone to bold, you know that's true. When you use scripts and then you are getting objections and you're having dialogue, when you're cold calling in any way, shape, or form, those are just really great tips to remember. So always agreeing. Now look, you're not going to agree to any price when somebody's going to list their property. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about initial conversations with people when you are looking to set an appointment, get in front of them in person and so forth. To always be agreeing in terms of listening, acknowledging, understanding where they're coming from, smiling, nodding your head. Of course, that's only if it's in person. Although they can sense your energy when you are nodding and when you are smiling. Of course, never argue and replace those words, but and however, with and. Lastly, you guys are going to get objections as you're calling and making contacts. There's no doubt. As you're calling and trying to set appointments, when you're calling through Boomtown, et cetera, expired. Please remember this one tip. An objection only comes from somebody that wants to work with you. They aren't even going to be in conversation with you long enough to give you an objection. They're going to want to get off the phone because they have no interest in being in business with you. They have no need for your services. If they have a need for your services and if they potentially want to work with you, they will give you objections. So take each objection as, holy cow, this is an amazing sign that they, in fact, need my services and want to work with me. So all I need to do at this point is just to be able to overcome those objections. And every single time that you handle an objection, always, always close right after it. You may have to do this 5, 6, 7 times. Adam made mention in his power-up this morning, you have to close multiple times. So you are going to handle an objection. There is going to be an objection. Handle the objection and close. Handle the next objection and close. And every time you handle that objection, please remind yourself that that means that they want to be in business with you. They're just trying to figure out a way that they shouldn't be in business with you, but they really want to be in business with you, or they would not be asking these questions. They would not be bringing up these objections. So I really just wanted to remind you guys how important it is to embrace objections, to get good at responding to them and answering them. So if you don't know how to respond or answer an objection, send it to hrg@hergroup.com, post it in the private Facebook group. Let us all help each other figure out how to be the best objection handlers possible, because every time that you have an objection, you're getting closer to having a client. That is the bottom line. The better that you get at handling the objections, the better that you get at getting clients, right? And don't forget to close every single time that you handle that objection. So a couple last minute tips and I'm going to get off. The best practices when you're going to go on an appointment, try to be first, okay? If you can be first on a listing appointment, if they're going to have multiple, be first, and then just get in there with the intention to close so that nobody comes after them. Be respectfully persistent. You need to do that, you guys. Respectfully persistent is key with your Boomtown leads, with expireds, with for sale by owners, with referrals, with people you've met at open houses. If you aren't persistent, you're not going to convert. And the reality is people want you to be persistent. So be respectfully persistent. And remember, it's 6 to 10 contacts for every lead before something happens. 6 to 10 times you need to talk with them before something happens. most expireds, you guys, are going to list within 3 to 5 days. So, of course, you can go back and call those really old expireds that never relisted. They're a great lead generation source because nobody else is calling them. But if you're looking at the newest expireds, most will list within 3 to 5 days. So being on top of those quickly and daily is key. Most for sale by owners, you guys, are going to list within 3 to 5 weeks. So that's another key thing for you to know. Contacting them every week for 3 to 5 weeks is going to be key. Do not let 2 or 3 weeks go because you're probably going to miss your opportunity to list their property. Get in front of them as soon as possible. By the way, if you watch the all-agent Zoom mastermind we had, people are setting appointments to go meet face-to-face with for sale by owners via text. Text is Zillow Make Me Move. Text Craigslist for sale by owners. Go ahead and get an appointment and see that property so that you know what that inventory is like in case you have a buyer. But the key is that you're getting in front of them in person. You're talking to them, building rapport, bringing them some valuable information, and then you need to persistently follow up with them. Respectfully, be persistent, remember, because within 3 to 5 weeks, they're likely going to list their home with a realtor. And if you don't follow up with them often enough, it will not be you. The best time to contact for sale by owners is on Mondays, you guys, when they had a weekend that they probably tried to do an open house, they thought they'd have a lot of activity, and maybe they didn't, or they're getting frustrated with the process, right? One of the best closing statements, you guys, when we were talking also when I was talking to you about handling the objection in closing, one of the best closing questions is, are you ready to put me to work for you? It's a great question. It shows that you're there to work for them, that you are coming from a place of contribution, that you are a servant leader. Are you ready to put me to work for you? It's a great close, you guys. Write that one down. And then here's a couple of numbers as I close the call. On average, it's about 10 contacts, like we talked about, for every lead. Somewhere between 6 to 10 contacts. So when you get a lead, know you're going to have to contact them that many times. Now, know it's likely going to be 3 leads for 1 appointment in general, okay? And when you go into appointments, you're probably, or when you set 2 appointments, you're probably only going to go on one because one is probably going to cancel. Doesn't mean you can't reschedule with them, but when you have 2 appointments in your calendar for that week, you probably will end up only going on one. When you then go on 2 appointments, however, the 2 that didn't cancel, right, you will likely get 1 listing. This is if they are listing appointments. And on average, just for you to know, it's somewhere between 80 to 100 contacts to get out there and get an appointment. So this is going to help you to understand if you're doing 30 contacts, if you're doing 30 contacts a day, every two to three days, you should be getting an appointment, right? You should be getting at least a couple appointments a week. What a huge opportunity for you in this time of year as you go into the rest of the fourth quarter to be getting a couple appointments a week. You guys, that's, you know, 8 appointments a month. That's huge. You guys can all do this. So hopefully that got you motivated for your next couple of days of lead generation, of getting those numbers into CTE, of making those contacts. Again, we're super excited to see so many of you this week in Vermont. And for those of you that can't make it, you will definitely be there in our thoughts, and we will be sharing things with you along the way. Get out there and make these next couple of days a huge, huge success. You guys, extreme, extreme singular focus. And I look forward to seeing many of you soon. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me today. Talk to you soon. Bye.